Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. All right, apparently there is a second Ebola outbreak unrelated to the first that's happening right now in Congo. We'll tell you how many people thus far have died and what's been going on with that. We also have news that, you know, many people have back pain, pretty severe back pain, and they have difficulty having sex. Well, apparently we have some Canadian researchers that have come up with the best sexual position if you have back pain. And we'll definitely reveal that on the show. Not by, you know, demonstrating it by any means, but just telling you what it is. Fish. Feeding fish could possibly help reduce hearing loss in elderly women. I already have hearing loss. I don't know if I'm considered elderly yet, but you gotta eat the fish, guys. No steak. Yeah, we'll talk about fish. I know. We all have to eat fish. I don't want to eat fish either. Trust me. If you could put the fish inside a steak, maybe. Next, apparently people who live close to fracking wells are more likely to report health problems. We lost, remember the villain Jaws? Richard Kiel, very famous James Bond villain, dies at age 74. Of course, we're mourning this week the loss of thousands of people that we lost September 11th, 2001. Very, very, just, it's a day that not only are we sad, but we feel emboldened that, you know, we were able to get through that, and we're strong, and we're a force. And although many of us have felt like we haven't really been a force to be reckoned with, and we've been kind of embarrassed about how people look at us in other countries, all right, we are strong. It doesn't matter who our administration is. It doesn't matter who gets put into the White House. It doesn't matter which administration, Republican or Democrat. If you get the politicians aside, we ourselves are strong. And what happened that day and the aftermath of September 11th and what we saw fellow Americans and fellow citizens do to help each other was phenomenal. And I think that's what we have to remember is those of us that, you know, passed and that their memories will not be forgotten, those of us that survived, and those of us that put our lives on the line thereafter with the aftermath of the smoke, etc. And then those of us that stuck together. It was something we're never going to forget. And hopefully never happens again. We got a lot to talk about on today's show, but never too much to talk about that we can't take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we're also going to be talking about there's a new drug that the FDA is going to approve to treat obesity. This is something that has, we've already talked about this on the show, but why is this different from other drugs, and does this have potential, or does it not? So, you can see very busy on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, many doctors are being told to fat shame in so many words. Tell patients they're obese. Tell patients that they need to lose weight and to not mollycoddle or kitten glove them. Well, a new study from the University of College London found, no, that really doesn't seem to work. They said our results show that weight discrimination does not encourage weight loss, and it actually may exacerbate weight gain. Previous studies have found that people who experience discrimination report comfort eating. Stress responses to discrimination can increase appetite, particularly for unhealthy, energy-dense food. If I had a doctor tell me I was overweight, absolutely. You know, I would be depressed about it. You know, I talk to my patients about weight loss, all right, but I don't tell them specifically, you're 80 pounds overweight. I should. As a doctor, I should. But I don't do it like that. You know, I say, look, let's take a look at what could happen if you lose 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 50 pounds. These are some of the things we're going to see. You know, there was a study that came out saying just 5 pounds is enough to start raising blood pressure, which means losing 5 pounds could start lowering blood pressure. You know, maybe not significantly, but any millimeter mercury that you're lowering your blood pressure down, any point you're lowering it can help. So what I like to do is I like to go, look, you got high blood pressure, you got diabetes, you got cholesterol, high cholesterol. Okay, I want you to lose 5 pounds this month. Okay, 5 pounds this month. That's going to be your goal. And let's see what we do. Let's see what happens with the sugar, with the cholesterol, with the blood pressure. Okay, our goal is 5 pounds. You're going to lose that 5 pounds by stopping soda, cutting back on alcohol. If you could cut alcohol, that'd be great too. Let's cut some carbs. Let's exercise a little bit more. We're going to lose 5 pounds this month. That's the goal, okay? Do Kegels, have more sex, I don't care. Then we bring them back, we take a look, and wow, we see that. I go, all right, you know, we're going to do this again. We're going to keep doing it. Let's lose another 5 pounds the next month. All right, I want you 60 pounds down by the end of the year, but I don't want to give them that goal because if they gain weight the next month, they'll stop coming in. I'd rather do baby steps. Then I try to be very encouraging. If they do lose weight, I go, good job, look at this. You know, you're looking slimmer, you're looking more toned. Look at this, I see this muscle formation. Nice job. What are you doing to make this muscle group? What are you doing? And you know, you coach them. You don't want to patronize. You don't want to, but you want to be positive about what they're able to do. You know, what were you successful at? What worked when you lost weight? You know, I was on cocaine for a while. All right, well, we can't go there. What else? What else was successful? Well, I was very, very busy, and I didn't eat much when I was busy. All right, well, I want you to eat. I want you to eat something every couple hours, but it looks like staying busy. Are you home a lot? Yeah, I'm out of a job. I'm out. All right, what I want you to do is take a class, or I want you to volunteer, or I want you to do something while you're out of a job, all right, and be out of the house. That may help you lose some weight. So, you know, when it comes to this, if doctors are saying you're too fat, you're this, you're that, and I know some doctors take pride in that. I told 10 patients today they were just way too fat. And I'm like, that's, you're bragging about that? So we'll talk about this new diet pill on the market when we come back. 1-877-DOCSALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this new diet pill that's out, this Contrave, the FDA has approved. Yeah! And what it is it's a combination of Wellbutrin, or bupropion, which we've used for depression and sometimes anxiety, but it's more of a depression medication, and naltrexone. Naltrexone is an opiate antagonist we've used for people with alcohol abuse, narcotic abuse, and it works, it basically works on the pleasure centers of the brain. So some of you have been going, okay, wait a second, I don't get this. How is this medication going to help stop weight loss? Well, this Contrave drug has been designed by Orexigen Therapeutics. It's a company based out of San Diego, and it's going to be marketed by Takeda Pharmaceutical of Japan. And how it's acting is, rather than being like speed, like phentermine, many of you guys have taken phentermine or Fastin, or in the olden days, Fen-Phen, which is a form of speed to help you lose your appetite. This works a different way. The bupropion is working on your serotonin and your dopamine receptors. And then the naltrexone is the one that actually keeps the cravings down and keeps the weight loss off. You see how that goes? Now, many of you are like, wait a second, well, Wellbutrin was a depression medicine. Wasn't it used for smoking, to help people quit smoking? Yeah. Under the name of Zyban, it was used to help people quit smoking. Not 100%, but it helped a little bit. So, you know, researchers saw the potential here. Okay, well, if it helps treat depression, and a lot of people that are depressed eat, when I'm in a funk, I go straight for the carbs. All right, when I feel good, I'm a little bit more energetic. Although when I feel good, I like to eat too. So that's a toughie. But anyway, so it helps increase serotonin and dopamine, and then the naltrexone helps kind of with the cravings and keeps the cravings at bay. And it has some potential. Now, I'm hearing a variety of different data coming out on how effective it could be. At one point I heard it said that it could allow 5% weight loss. They said in a clinical trial, they said that they found an average weight loss of 4.1% beyond those receiving placebo. Remember, placebo is a dummy pill. They said 42% of those getting the Contrave lost at least 5% of their weight. All right, so if you're 100 pounds, you'll go to 95. If you're 200 pounds, you'll go to 190. And I know some of you are like, well, wait a second, 5-10 pounds, that's not really a lot. Well, when you go to another website that advertises for it, it says you could lose 10% of your body weight within 12 months, taken twice a day. So I guess this particular study, the one that we're talking about, yeah, probably showed less percentage. But this has been something that's been around and talked about for a while. The FDA finally approves it. This is one of the very few diet pills that I don't think I'm as concerned about health-wise as I am with the medications that are more speed-related. Like I told you, I had one patient who got a seizure because she had taken phentermine. And she was a young lady, was doing really well with her weight loss. Unfortunately, has a seizure while she's driving, jumps the curb, almost hits a kid at a bus stop. Thank God everybody was okay. Nobody was hurt, but whoa. So the ER doc said it was the phentermine. You know, you're not driving for a while, and you're being evaluated for any other seizure activity. So she lost her driver's license. She came in and she said, Dahlia, promise me you'll never prescribe that. And I'm like, whoa, seizures. And again, you know, any medication could cause a seizure to the most remote esoteric example. But, you know, these anorexic type medications, they only work when you take them. What's going to be very interesting about Contrave is if you could train yourself to not like the food. You know, a lot of us do really well for a few days, no carbs, and then we don't crave it. And then all of a sudden we get a little taste of something and then, ding, you know, and whoa. Having an appetite suppressant, but also something that kind of works on the brain, making you not as attracted to excessive foods or fatty foods, this could be very, very valuable in the fight against obesity. Now, do we know what long-term naltrexone could do? I don't think we know. They need to do more studies. They need to see, they need to study, okay, what if somebody's trying to lose weight before they get pregnant? You know, how long do they have to be off of it before they could get pregnant? You know, does being on something like this, could that later mess with your moods? You have some patients go, once you've been on an antidepressant, you always have to be on an antidepressant. Well, not necessarily. However, there are a lot of people that if they have regular baseline psychological depression, yeah, they're going to go off the medicine, they're going to get depressed again. But you have some people that have reactive depression, and they're like, no, I need to go back on it, every year or two. Now, many of you will say, well, look, Dahlia, a lot of people are already on antidepressants, so why not? If we're already going to treat people with antidepressants, why not have a twofer? All right, two for one. But they might as well be losing weight at the same time. You got a point. There's a lot of my patients on these medicines for depression. I just don't know about the long-term studies that, especially if it's been only around for a few years. I mean, what, can you take it for 10 years? Some of you guys have been on your Wellbutrin for 10, 15 years. So we'll keep you guys posted on that and how that goes. Just because it's FDA approved doesn't mean it's right now available on the market. But I know they want to get it on the market soon. Right now it's approved for use of people who have a BMI, a body mass index of 30 or higher. That's where you're considered to be obese. It is also, insurance is supposed to help cover it. If you have a BMI of 27 or higher, but you also have a weight-related medical condition like diabetes, high blood pressure, etc. Keep in mind, you still have to exercise. You still have to have reduced calories, okay? Don't start smoking. You shouldn't. Hopefully something like this keeps you off smoking as well. And then, are we having obesity issues because we're depressed? Is obesity causing depression? Does what we eat cause us to be depressed? I think it's all mixed in and one big vicious cycle. I love sweets. I love it. Give me a sticky bun or a chocolate cookie or a chocolate mousse or chocolate this or chocolate that. I am one happy girl. But when I eat healthy and I don't eat crap, I feel better. I get less moody. These sugars that we eat are so, so bad. And, I hate to think that we have to go to the pills. I've never been one to say go to the pills to lose weight. I am not a fan of that, okay? Because the people that really lose weight are the ones that mentally say, okay, none of this anymore. But you have a lot of people that just can't do it. They just cannot successfully lose the weight they need to. And at that point, I would rather they be on a pharmaceutical and lose the weight than be on a pharmaceutical for diabetes or high blood pressure or high cholesterol, etc. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They're also coming up with a new algorithm on how much walking is probably the best thing to do for your sit-down job. We have a lot of concern that we sit down too much at our jobs, right? And we are 8-9 hours in one position. And so how do you exercise? How do you fight obesity? And we know that sitting down on the job is killing us. They're saying, try to walk 10,000 steps a day. What they're now saying is for every hour you have to do your sit-down job, they say do 5 minutes of walking. So get up and do 5 minutes of walking per that hour. Now, the first thing you're going to say is, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, my boss won't let me. Well, what if you sit down with your boss and go, look, in that 55 minutes, trust me, I'm going to get that hour's worth of work. All right? Look, you want this done, this done, this done, and this done. I have to walk 5 minutes every hour. The other thing I would suggest is get a doctor's note. Have the doctor write you a note. Now, not all of you will get fired, all right? Because the doctor will say, per every hour of work, I recommend 5 hours, or 5 minutes of walking. Now, your boss may say, well, then just do it on break. And they have a right to do that. You got a 15-minute break every 4 hours. They may say, just go and do your walking on your break. All right? But, if you feel like, gosh, I'm going to get a blood clot, I'm going to get hemorrhoids, I feel like sitting for 3 hours straight, no, try that. Okay? Now, speaking of trying, we have the best sexual position for people with low back pain. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we are back. on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, a lot of people have back pain. Men, women, people have back pain, all right? Try to have sex, and it's difficult. And what has been a very, very common position for people having sex would be the spooning position. Now, the spooning position, I had no idea it was a position either, because I'm like really old school. Okay, I mean, I guess, I thought spooning you do when you cuddle. You know, you kind of like cuddle, and you know how two spoons lie together when you just sit there and cuddle? Yeah, spooning. Okay, so the cuddling, I understand, all right? I mean, and then, you know, you fart, and then the spoon completely dissolves, all right? But, you know, you spoon, you cuddle, whatever. And I know for pregnant women, sometimes that's an easier position to have sex. We don't want women to lay on their left side because it could hurt the aorta or the blood flow to the baby. So, you know, you would kind of be on your right side. We've never talked about sex and pregnant people try to have sex, but, you know, that's okay. But anyway, that kind of position has been, you know, something that has been thought to be the best, even for people with back pain, but it's not. My patients tell me that doesn't work, and I never thought that was a good position, period. So, scientists at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada, decided that this is something they need to study. And they analyzed information gathered by infrared and electromagnetic motion capture systems, which documented how 10 couples moved while attempting 5 common sexual positions. Then they created a set of guidelines that recommended different positions and quote-unquote thrusting techniques based on what triggered a man's back pain. So this basically looked more at the man. Now, when it comes to sex, right, isn't that all that counts, right, to most people? It's only about the man, and does he have back pain? Fine. All right, what are you going to do? Anyway, the findings, but you know, I'm glad at least they're looking at half of us. I really am. All right, at least someone's doing something. The findings are published in the journal Spine. I know you think, well, this would be in the journal Sex, but it's not. It's in the journal Spine, and it included a recommendation for men who were flexion intolerant, all right, which means you have back pain when you try to touch your toes or if you sit for long periods of time. Now, a lot of times when I examine you, I ask you which is easier, bending forwards or bending backwards. Bending forwards could mean more of a disc issue, muscular issue, etc., whereas bending backwards could be more of a facet issue, more of the bones of the structure of the spine, as opposed to the internal part of the disc that's in between the spinous processes, the spinal levels. So they say if you have an issue where it's more, you can't bend forward, all right, some more low back pain, disc issues, they say doggy style sex would be the best sexual position for you with less trauma to your back. All right, and I apologize, this is not a rated G subject, but it's medical headlines. They should also try a hip hinging motion rather than thrusting with their spines. Lead author Natalie Sidorkiewicz said, before now, spooning was often recommended by physicians. I didn't recommend it. As the one position that fits all, as we discover this at the cause, sexual positions that are suitable for one type. Oh, yeah. Okay, if the man is on his back and he has a pillow under his legs, that's another position I would recommend as a doctor to people. However, you want to be careful not to hold a lot of weight. Okay, it depends on the type of weight you're holding because that could hurt your back. You know, usually these patients really don't need my advice. You know, usually they figure it out. When it comes to sex, they figure it out. All right, but there's a lot of people that say, you know, my wife doesn't want to do it that way. All right, and I tell her that's the only way I can have sex. And she's like, no, I'm not doing it that way. That's stupid. Doggy style is a stupid. By the way, that is a stupid name. All right, did you ever wonder why a woman doesn't want to do it doggy style? It is so demeaning And it's, and how are they enjoying it? All right, you guys understand, certain positions, women get to enjoy things a little bit more. The doggy style is strictly for the guy. Now, mind you, sometimes men deserve, you know, it just being about them, but not all the time. And, you know, men tell me, you know, she will not have sex that position. Well, you know, you're going to have to maybe modify it a little bit, okay? You know, because, you know, it's not really women's favorite position. Okay, neither is the cowgirl, the reverse cowgirl, the flying trapeze, the aerial dance. A lot of these positions, crisscross applesauce, honestly, I don't know what you guys are thinking and who taught you. But what I would actually suggest is this, okay? And I know we're supposed to be talking about back pain, but let's just talk for a second here about how to get your partner to do a sexual position that you think would be a little bit more fun than basic missionary. And what I would recommend is let her, okay, just once be in charge. Okay, let her figure it out. Okay, women are very smart. Right? You know, you give women a bunch of papers and bills and stuff. They know how to get it paid and organized and all that. All of a sudden, you come back into the kitchen. You're like, "Where is everything?" She's like, "I got it handled." All right, women are very good at getting things handled. So if you're like, "Look, I don't know what you like to do or whatever, but I'm going to let you decide. Go to it and come up with something." And she will. True, she may have to call her mother. She may have to talk to her sister. She may have to talk to her BFF. She may have to tweet, Instagram, Facebook, consult, read, you know, 12 Shades of Grey half a dozen times. But she'll do it. All right? Just go, look, you know, I want you to have fun. I want to have fun. I want to try something different. But I don't want to, you know, bring up something that you're uncomfortable with. So come up with something and we'll try it. Oh, okay, I'll get to work on it. Okay, let's make an appointment for next Saturday. Okay, but that's like, you know, 10 days away. Yeah, give me 10 days. Okay, but, you know, good things come to those who wait. All right, I would need a lot more than 10 days to figure it out. I would need a personal trainer. I would probably need some surgery to be able to loosen up some ligaments. I don't know how I would prepare for that. Okay, anyway, all right, so they say, for the first time ever, we now have very solid science to guide clinicians on the recommendations for patients who suffer debilitating back pain but still want to be intimate. I'm sorry, there's nothing intimate about doggy style, but I get it. This has the potential to improve quality of life and love life for many couples. You know, okay, I understand these guys want to be stroked for having a real good study here. You know, sorry for the pun, you know, on them coming up with this. But honestly, really, you know, how scientific was this? You guys have sex, we'll put some infrared sensors, we'll read the sensors, we'll take a look, we'll watch the cartoon, whatever. Let me see what else they said. Oh, the researchers plan to publish details about what happens to the female spine in coming months. Yeah, I'd like to know that. I tell you. All right. I don't know. I mean, I would probably, I don't think there's a lot of positions that work well for women. There really aren't. That kind of stinks. Probably, again, missionary. I know that one too well. All right, guys. All right, so you good? But if I could give you guys any advice when it comes to backs and back pain, etc., you know, we really abuse our backs. And for those of us that have ever pulled out our back or had back pain, it's no joke. No joke at all. I mean, you know, we talk about, oh, well, they're having trouble having sex or whatever. I mean, that's just one minutia part of the problem of your whole entire day. You can't sit on the toilet. You can't get up from your desk. You can't get into your car. You know, I had to run around with a pillow for weeks, all because I was working out, and I was working out on a very high incline, and I threw out my SI joint. So take care of your back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Speak, 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 speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time. Perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Yes, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Over the break, Monty wanted me to talk about what to do if your wife doesn't want to have sex at all. We've talked about this a lot on the show. What happens when one of your partners kind of checks out of the whole sexual part of the relationship? They love you. They still want to cuddle, but they want nothing to do when it comes to the bedroom or the kitchen or the backseat of the car. We talked about this a lot, but let me just quickly review. For women and men, it's very, very different evolutionary-wise, and we've talked about this, where with women, their sex drive, despite what people say, sex drive being women being at their sexual peak in their 30s, a woman's sex drive is the highest when she is going through puberty and her adolescent years, all right? Because that is when the body is designed to get pregnant, okay? Just like guys, all right? And so this idea of, oh, a woman doesn't reach her sexual peak till she's 30, where that comes from is by the time a woman is in her 30s, she knows exactly what she needs to be pleased. So older women will actually say they enjoy sex a lot more than their younger counterparts because finally somebody found the parts of the vagina that were supposed to be stimulated, or the so-called G-spot, or what they're now calling the CUV complex, or, you know, these academicians, you know, are really borifying these terms. But, so a woman in her 30s, yeah, she may know what she wants and knows what she needs, but in terms of sex drive, it's the highest in adolescent years. All right, for most people. You have some people that, wow, they could have an amazing sex drive all the way into their 60s and 70s. Good for them. But the majority of people, it's highest in high school, college years, etc. Then women get pregnant. They have a baby or two. Okay, sex drive slowly starts to fall. By mid-30s, many women's sex drive falls. And I believe, evolutionary-wise, it's because once you start having babies in your mid to late 30s, the babies could start having complications. Moms could start having complications. So it's not in nature's best interest for you to get pregnant when you're in your late 30s. So most women will say, I don't understand. At 33 years old, I had a great sex drive. All of a sudden, 35, zoop. What happened? Well, that's what happened. Evolutionary-wise, your body did not want you to get pregnant. And this lack of sex drive shuts down quickly. Women will say, I don't understand. It was like right after the baby. I don't get it. What? I don't understand why. And it could be, again, a protective mechanism. Maybe in nature, you having more young, even though it could propagate the lineage, maybe in the human species, would have better offspring when they have less siblings. I don't know. But all I do know is sex drive drops. Now, when sex drive drops, you would think, you know, when a man is looking at this, he's like, all right, you know, so you're not as horny, fine, let me make you horny. But that doesn't work for the average woman. Okay? Yes, absolutely, things could put them in the mood. It is true. There are ways to incite it. But sometimes they are so, not only physiologically, but mentally in that state of low sex drive, that whatever you try to do starts to become adverse. And some women have a defense mechanism where they're like, don't touch me. No, don't go near me. And it really is an animalistic evolutionary response. Now, we try to give women hormones and testosterone, etc. And, you know, sometimes we're successful and sometimes we're not. But the big problem we have is, you know, men cannot be expected to not have sex from, you know, the time they're in their 30s on. You know, you get married and you, take vows and you vow that you will be with them in sickness and in health till death do us part, but you're not having sex. And it's very, very frustrating. I'm not saying women should have sex if they don't feel up to it, by no means. But what you do need to do is figure out how to get, because it's there, how to get your body to desire again. All right. Now, it may not be believe it or not, with the partner. It may have to be with something else, vibrator, etc. But there are ways for older women to still, and I hate to use the term older for anybody over 35, but we call them advanced maternal age, but there are ways for older women to enjoy sex, even if their body is telling them, no, 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 no more, no, I don't want him anywhere near me. And I suggest sex therapists, doctors, etc. Get somebody else involved that knows a little bit more about what's going on. Because unfortunately, this lack of intimacy is also breaking down a lot of marriages. I have women tell me, oh, I love my husband. You know, I want to cuddle with him. I want to sleep next to him. But I am afraid to death that he's going to start groping and feeling and wanting sex, so I avoid him. Well, what the hell is that? We can't, you know, that can't happen. And, you know, so sometimes with my couples, in order for me to get them to be more intimate, what I suggest to my couples is to have a day where it is going to be sex-free. All right, and you guys are going to cuddle, and the rule is no sex that night. All right, but you guys could cuddle or whatever. And a lot of times the women relax, going, okay, good. He knows that there's rules. I don't have to worry about him. Because, you know, sometimes if they're not ready, it hurts, you know. And so they already start to tighten up and clamp down and go into shutdown mode. All right, and say, look, no, you guys are going to cuddle. You're going to hang out. No sex, promise. Or the next 2 days. Alright, no stress about it, no sex, you guys could cuddle, make out, kiss, whatever, and that really seems to help, because many of these couples are like, alright, you know what, now that there's no pressure, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. Alright, there also has to be the idea of, it doesn't always have to be the same type of missionary, old school type of sex. There are other things that could be very, very stimulating that you could do. Alright, you know, you could help each other out with certain things. And I don't want to go into too much detail because I know there's some kids in the minivan, but it's a huge topic, and there's, no pun intended, but there, it's a huge topic, and there's lots of different things that could be done. But the options have to be there. Now, the next problem I come across as a doctor is you start to have one partner really want nothing to do with the other, not because of sex, but because they really don't want anything to do with the other. Sometimes if somebody is cheating, they don't want to have sex with the other partner. They just don't. They are really turned off because they're so into this other person. That's a problem. And me as a doctor, I need to figure that out. You know, when I get a couple coming in saying we aren't having sex anymore, you know, I talk to them about their sex drive, etc. You know, I'm like, well, look, you know, if you saw, I don't know, a movie with Channing Tatum or whatever, would you be attracted to him? Oh, yeah, definitely. But you're not attracted to your husband. Oh. Well, I don't mean to say that. I go, you could tell me, you know. No, I'm not attracted to my husband. So then that's a whole nother story. Okay? You know, if you start to fall out of attractiveness with your wife or husband or your partner, then how do you... But you could be intimate with somebody that you love and you're not attracted to them. Okay? If you love somebody, you could still have a lot of fun sexually. All right? One thing I think everybody needs to get through their brain is not all of us are going to look like we're in our 20s. It's not going to happen. And I love my obese couples that are very, very sexually active. And they have so much fun, and they turn each other on, and they giggle, and, I mean, they're having so much fun. And these guys do not look like movie stars, but they figured it out. They love each other, they play with each other, and they have fun. All right? You need to get that back. But sometimes we need to make sure that you, that little, I don't know, I don't want to use the word demon, but that little fire gets relit. And sometimes that may not involve the partner the whole time. Understand? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.